Good morning, everyone. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. I just want to thank God that Paul's able to make it today.
Amen.
I just pray that he touches him throughout the day. And I just want to just say welcome to everyone.
Amen.
Get ready for get us a song. We'll get started this morning.
Number 140. B flat.
That's three. Thing just a little different this morning. I was going to put off praying, but I think we need to pray for our pastor this morning. That the Lord touch him today, and I know we all have many things to pray about, and I say that any that can and will, let's join around the altar and go to the Lord in prayer for our pastor, you know. Let the Lord touch him.
When Paul gets back, we'll sing 143.
I'm going to go to Mark with my scripture, chapter 16, I'll go there as soon as we get done with Buford and with his, what did you say, 116?
143.
Or 143. What key is that, Buford?
That's A flat. Mark 16, I'm going to start with verse 9. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went out, and she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of the heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And the signs shall follow that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You know, I speak with a new tongue. You know, I remember when I used to be one of these that had a filthy mouth, a real bad mouth. And, you know, he took that from me. And, you know, I believe it says right here that we're able to cast out devils. You know, and I believe we can do that. We can cast devils out of our own body, out of our own mind. All we have to do is tell him to flee. It says so right here in the book. And you know, I believe that as long as you've got the will of God, that you can cast out devils out of your own body. And I'm just so thankful for the Lord. And I didn't know exactly which way I was going to go. I had two scriptures on my heart this morning. And that's one reason it went the way it did. But I'm just so thankful for the Lord and what he gives me. And I know that the Lord gives Paul what he gives. Amen. And as I know, we give Buford. And I'm just so thankful. And does anyone have anything on their heart this morning? Any songs? If not, I'm going to let Paul preach.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to talk to you this morning about what Sammy said. And I don't know who all's tuned in and listening, but I'm going to be preaching on a thought this morning. Can't you see it? Can't you see it? Let me share a couple of things, and then we'll get into the Word here in a minute. But most of you know that little Sierra, she passed away the other day, and had her wake Friday night and the funeral Saturday, yesterday. And I had a procedure scheduled, and we put it off a couple times. But anyway, we went to the procedure, and 4 o'clock in the morning, we was there by 6, and 8 o'clock, took me down, 9 o'clock, 9:30, we was back home. Just normal things, and told me some things that's happening. And I just began to, it began to worsen, and I lost 3 or 4 pints of blood. And by 3 o'clock, I just couldn't walk. And I went out and barely made it to the car and laid down in the back. And they done called the doctor, and I'll set that up, and they come out there and got me, and had to have surgery again about 4 o'clock Saturday evening. And we got home about 7:30, something like that. And I was weak, and I wanted to go to that the funeral home, but I wasn't able. But somehow or another, God, by His grace and His strength and His help, got me to where we could go yesterday. Went and done very weak part, and went to the graveyard, done a very weak part with the help of my wife, and then went back home. And through all that, I found out that Sierra told one of the girls up there where she lived, told her she loved her, and said, make sure you tell my mom where my jewelry box is. And you find out things as you go. And the doctor that done the work on me Saturday, Friday morning, I didn't know much about him. I mean, I'd heard about him all my life. But when it happened, and I had to go back, he went there and he come in there. He had it all set up, and as soon as I got there, they come and got me, put an IV in my arm, And all of a sudden, he just walked up beside of me, and he said, "We're going to pray this time." And that man, and he went to pray, and he said, "Lord, I know here's a man that preaches the truth. He preaches hard." And I'm thinking, how'd he know that? How'd he hear that? Maybe my wife said something to him. He preaches hard. But I got to looking at all this stuff in the last several days, and I got to thinking about, boy, I wish people could see it. As I was up there, and Yunus down here giving the food out, preparing the food and all that, bringing me food and being servantship and love, and the love that lifted me up. And I got to thinking about this. Boy, I'm grateful this morning to be a part of a church. Now, while I was going through, and we was going through what we was going through, I didn't have to worry about a bunch of people fussing and fighting and growling in the church. That's peace and love and comfort. And I'm going to be preaching on the thought this morning. Can't we see it? Can't we see it? Can't we see it? Now, there's a lot in this, but I know one thing. I wanted to share this with you today, and thought about getting Matthew to come or somebody to come, but I told Lou, I said, I got something on my heart this morning. And turn your Bibles over to 1 Kings, and appreciate you today. Love you from the depths of our heart. Appreciate you for what you do, and but we want to share the Word with you. And if you, and I believe you can see this, and I believe a lot of you do see it, and my prayer and my heart's desire would be today, if you don't see it, that you would see it. You know, I feel complete in the Lord. I feel complete in Christ. And Buford was talking about the Sunday school there, what to be taught and what to be preached and what to be warned of. And don't love the world. Don't fall in love with money. And it's funny this morning, we was coming down the road, and Lou said, "I've got to go to the bank. We ain't got no money." And really, she didn't think about it. I didn't think about it. You know how we're in a cashless system, direct deposit and all that. But I'm glad this morning that I'm not doing this for money. We're not down here to get gain. We're down here to tell the truth, preach the truth, get people excited about God, see the church grow. I dreamed last night the church was full, sitting about right there where Anna's sitting. There was two women sitting there, and everybody else in the church didn't have a mask on. Looked like we'd got through that in my dream. But there was two women sitting there, and one of them was Buford's daughter, sitting right there, had a mask on. And somebody was with her. Don't know who it was. But I believe I can see it, guys. I believe I can see God growing and blessing and helping. We be a light in a lost country, in a lost world, that they can see. They wouldn't see us. They'd just see the work of God. And they finally realize, hey, them people ain't in it for themselves. They're in it for Jesus. I would to God we'd see it. 1 Kings chapter number 18. I want you to look at this morning. First Kings chapter number 18. There's always an old way, and there'll always be a new way. There's an old Paul, and there's a new Paul. There's an old way of doing things, and there's a new way of doing things. But anyhow, in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings, I want to start reading in verse number 41. First Kings chapter number 18, verse 41. "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." For those of you who's here Wednesday night, we was preaching, and Sister Pat went to shouting, and Abby said he didn't even see my feet on the ground. And had a good old time service. The Spirit of God was real. And boy, I felt and I seen the abundance of rain on the way. Stay with me this morning. I want you to see it. And he said, verse 43, and he said to his servant, "Go up now and look toward the sea." And he went up, looked, and he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. There was an old way, but now there's a new way, and I want you to see it. And it came to pass at the 7th time, he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. You may be seated this morning in the house of God. And I hope and pray today that we see the old and we see that the new. Now we're going to talk to you this morning about I pray that we see it. Here was a man of God. His name was Elijah. Elijah lived in a day that there was that Ahab and Jezebel, the rulers of the world. They were in a place that, I mean, they followed after the gods of Baal, and they and Ahab no or Jezebel no doubt had a big persuasion on her husband Ahab. And, had Naaman killed and on, and that's the way it is. I mean, I believe the church is the bride. I believe she is the bride of Christ. And I believe the one that's trying to take care of it. I believe you ought to listen to God in order to take care of her. And if it's not done that way, it'll be a train wreck. It'll be a mess. And there ain't but one way to God's heaven, and that's through the church. I don't care what people say. Jacob went out there and laid his head on a rock and then seen a ladder that went to heaven, had stretched to heaven and the earth. Angels ascending and descending upon that. He got up and said, he said, surely God's in this place and I knoweth it not. And he poured the rock of water on the oil on the rock, called it Bethel. And this is none other than the house of God. And I would to God people would see it. Ain't that right? Amen. Church ought to be not a second nature. Church ought to be a discussion in our home. It ought to be something that we decide we're just going to do. We're going to the house of God. We've never, as long as we've been saved, my wife and I, for 37 years now, for 30 years, we've never discussed, are we going to the church this morning, tonight? We've never discussed that. That's just become a part of us. Why is that? Because we've seen it one day. And stay with me here this morning. I pray that you see this. And Ahab and Elijah was on top of Carmel, and that's when he knelt down and put his face between his knees and began to pray. And he told his servant, he said, go now look toward the sea. If you'll see in the mud, you'll see. I know that it was a body of water here, but I'm looking out this morning over the sea, over Revelation teaches us, the angel under the churches, that the sea is people's. He said, I want you to go look now. And he went and he come back and said, I don't see nothing. And he said, I want you to go 7 times. And when he went seven times, what did the Bible say? He said, go look 7 times. He said, when I come back, he said, there's a little cloud out there about the size of a man's hand. It's in our hands. It's in our ability to see what God requires of us and what God wants from us. And I believe if we'll see it, we'll see things happen. Now turn with me over to the 2 Kings. He told him to go look how many times? 7 times. Now here in 2 Kings, I want you to look in chapter number 5. We want to look here at what Elijah told the servant. He said, go look seven times. Why was there a need there? Because it had 3.5 years it hadn't rained. Without rain, without a sunshine and rain, there'll be no growth. But Elijah said to his servant, he said, go look. He went out and looked, and he said, I don't see nothing. He said, don't quit looking. He said, go out seven times. And he looked, and he said, he seen a cloud about the size of a man's hand, and there was a sound of abundance of rain, and he done that, and there was a great rain. But notice here, Elijah one day was a prophet of God, and he run his course, and as he's about to finish up, the whirlwind and took him up. There was one out there, a plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. His name was Elisha, and he began to follow Elisha and Elijah, and he asked him finally, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion of what you got. He said, when you see me go up, he said, you've asked a hard thing, but if you see me, you can have it. Elijah was taken up. Elisha grabbed the mantle and went back and began the ministry and began the work. And we see here in the 5th chapter of 2 Kings. Here was a man that's name was Naaman. He was a good man. He was a valor man. But the Bible said he was a leper. See, I'm going to tell you, we can come to church. We can do all that we can. We can do. We can get in a form of godliness, and we do. We go to denying the power. We're not seeing what we need to see. I'm praying this morning through the Word of God that we see what the need is. I preached a message here the other day. The biggest need is to see the need. Paul Reagan, biggest need is to see, and the old Paul was earthly and carnal, and the biggest need was the new birth that I experienced one day, and thank God one day I seen that, and when I seen that, you know what I begin to study and see, these numbers, they mean something, guys. Go look seven times. We're going to get into the message here. Go dip seven times. Hey, I believe God's trying to show us that the church ought to be an important part of our lives. John, the book of the Revelation, he told John, he said, and the angel came and wrote, and directions were given to the seven literal churches. Seven means something, so I hope we see it. Go look seven times. First time he didn't see nothing. Seven times he seen just a small cloud about the size of a man's hand. Here was a man. His name was Naaman. He was a good man. He was a valiant man. But there was one thing about him. He was a leper. Unclean. Let's start reading right here in verse number 9 of chapter number 5 of 2 Kings. So Naaman came with his horse and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Ooh. He seen a need, didn't he? And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan seven times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Elisha didn't go out, but he sent a servant. I said, go tell him to go dip himself, go wash himself seven times in Jordan. He got upset, got mad, and just simply wouldn't do it. Honey, there's a lot of them out there, ain't never seen it. What that we went through, and I felt so weak and so insufficient and just so helpless and couldn't do what I really wanted to do. And I thought about the church, and I thought about Peter and John. John run out, outrun Peter. Young's is outrunning me right now, but I'll get there. And I thank God this morning I didn't have to worry about a church that was in turmoil while I was in turmoil. I hope you can see it. I hope you see it. You in there listening out there by Facebook and the church website, I hope and pray to God you see it. I'm like Jason Nunley. We've opened everything else back up, and we're going everywhere else but the house of God. I hope you see it today. You must see it. You have to see it. Elijah said, go look seven times. And he had to go look seven times. And when he looked the seventh time, he seen the cloud the size of a man's hand and the sound of abundance of rain on the way. I see the church are growing, and I hope and pray to God you see that. And I've realized that I'm so weak, and there's no way that it can be in me. It must be by the hand and the Spirit of God. I hope you see that. I hope you see it. Verse number 11. Let's start at 9 again. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. Elisha, and Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan seven times, thy flesh shall come again, and thou shalt be made clean. You go to the foot of the cross. You go to the Spirit saith to the seven churches. You go where the clean water is. You go where at the foot of the cross and be born again, saved by the grace of God. You will be clean, and no other way. And the Bible said right here, but Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Well, I thought that he'd come directly to me. I thought for sure he'd come directly to me. Honey, I can't come directly to you, but the Spirit of God can. Don't get mad at me. Naaman got wroth and got mad and said, I thought surely he would come. I thought surely he'd come unto me. Honey, let me tell you something. That's not the way that it works. God sends his Spirit. Jesus said, my words are spirit. And when God's power and his Spirit, he begins to beckon us to do the right things, I hope and pray you see it. Don't get mad. I want you to see it. And verse number 12 said, are not Abnon and Paran rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. I know, guys, there's a lot of different churches out there you can go to. I know there's a lot of different rivers you can go out there, go to and be washed. But I tell you, if you don't go where God says, you won't be washed. And it's sad that there's a lot of them out there that the rivers are drying up. Where we've seen coming down the road, that big pond there on the left, where they had that big auction there, past Broom Factory Road, looked to me like that pond's are drying up. There's a lot of places drying up. Why is that? Because the size of the man's hand is declining and declining. Nobody wants to persevere and keep going and keep going and keep going until they see water. Naaman was a leper and he wasn't clean. God's man told him what to do. Go dip, send his servant, tell him to go dip seven times in the Jordan. He got mad and he got wroth and went out in the rage. People get mad when God tells them to do things or encourages them to do things, ask them to do things. But he went out in rage. In verse number 13, and his servant came near and spake to him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be thou clean? Elijah sent the servant out. He said, don't stop at going out one time. Go seven times. The servant of Naaman come to him and said, Naaman, he said, if he'd asked you to do some great thing, he said, you'd have probably done it. But he said, he's just trying to get you to see that you got to go wash and you got to go down there and you got to wash yourself 7 times. Hey, I still believe this morning there's one way to heaven and the church is the gateway to heaven. And I pray to God today you see it today. We see everything out there in the world. And I tell you, you need to be faithful in church. Don't get mad at me. Look in the looking glass and see where the problem really is. He said, there's the one that troubleth Israel. He said, it's not me. He said, it's you and your fathers and your forefathers. What is it? He said, you're not seeing what I'm preaching. You just ain't seeing it. Verse number 14. Then went he down. Who down? Naaman. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. What does the Bible teach us? When we get born again, saved by the grace of God, we're washed, made white as snow, and we become a babe, a child in Christ. And the only way you can do that is, praise God, you got to be born again. Asked a preacher the other day, after our last week, Thursday or Wednesday one, I said, how's your church doing? He said, we're coming back. I said, we are too slowly, but I got some that just can't see it yet. I know there's dangers. I know there's precautions. I know we need to be careful about things. But I'm going to tell you something out there, beloved. You better put God first in your life and let all this other stuff, you better put it in the trunk and put God first. Some's having tests and sick and actually out there in the car wanting to come back, and for so long the trauma she went through, through the little child that ripped out of her arms, and we're so fast to bash her and tell her she needs to be in here. We need to be patient, love her, praise God. At least she's in the parking lot. Maybe if you ain't seen it, maybe you will today. Don't get mad at me. The Bible said in verse 14, it said, he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like into the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. What did Elijah tell his servant to go? He went one time, said, I see nothing. Over the 25, 28 years, I've seen a lot of them come down to the altar one time. That's the only time you'll ever see them. They didn't see it. They didn't see what I'm preaching. I become part of the body of Christ the day that I repented of my sins and that Spirit baptized me into the body. We begin to go to a church in Bailiton, Tennessee that I didn't know nobody, but I come down there and I listened and I listened and I learned and I listened and I learned and I listened and I learned. I kept coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. And the more I come, praise God, the cleaner I got. Amen. Wish people would see that. I just wish people would see that. Well, I don't like you, preacher. It don't matter if you like me or not. You better like what I'm preaching. Amen. We better seek after godliness, love, peace, patience. Sometimes we got to go more than once. One time I got to go more than once, more than twice, more than three times. Sometimes we got to go 7 times. We got to continue. If we go 7 times, we'll finally see the little cloud. That's about the size of a man's hand. We go down to the river, and he said, go down to Jordan and dip yourself 7 times. We go down once, and we think we're all right. We can go 2 times. We think we're all right. Go down 3 times. I say, praise God, the church will endure to the end, and we better be a part of it, and I hope you see it. 7 churches, 7 times, Seven times. Go wash yourself seven times. Get over yourself. Get over your mad spell. Get over what you're going through and come to the house of God. Our mind and your lives will have disagreements. We'll disagree on this and disagree on that. But the old man of God said, let us come together and reason together and pray God. If we see the need of that, we'll continue to go wash down in Jordan. There's other churches to go to, other places to go to. Buried a little girl yesterday over here in the graveyard. I don't nobody get mad at me. I'm gonna get over here, baby, where they can't broadcast all of this. I'm not ashamed of it. But that little girl got a hold of something in here one day, and I blasted it. I went straight to them, and there was five or six left. And what are you saying, preacher? I'm preaching. Pray God, you see the love of God in the house of God. You won't want nothing else but peace and protection.
Amen.
Whoopee.
Amen.
I wish people would see that. Told one of the five girls, I love you, and make sure you tell Mama where my jewelry box is. God might have told that little girl that wasn't wholly complete, her mind and so on and so forth. But I tell you, I believe God's tenderness and His love, and we become as a child, we'll see what the need is. And I'm going to... verse 14 again. He went down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. Now pay close attention to this. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. Here, I want to give you something. If we see today and realize that there's only one God, and the God that preachers preach, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's only one God, one way to heaven, one faith, one baptism, one mediator between man and God, the man, Christ Jesus. And He purchased and bought the church with His blood on the cross. He said, here, I know that there's only one God now, and the God that you're talking about, I want to give you something. Look here what he said. Verse 16. But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. I hope you see what I'm talking about this morning. He had to look seven times. I don't know how many places you'll have to go to hear the truth. I don't know where you'll have to turn to hear the truth about the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and realize there's one church. And it ain't the Baptist, the Presbyterian, the Methodist, the Holiness. It ain't this. It ain't that. It's the church that Jesus purchased with His blood on Calvary. Sometimes you may have to go look seven times to see it. Sometimes you may have to go dip in it seven times to be cleansed. But I pray to God you see it. I was laying there in that bed at the hospital, and I seen a man on television sow a seed of $333 or sow a seed of $118. I don't remember exactly what it was. And he tell them that all this. I thought we had gotten through that mess. But I tell you something, guys. If God saves you, you old man of God, all he'll have to do is show you the showbread, and you'll take care of the rest. Stand to your feet. I hope you see it. Showbread. Wonder why they called it that. Showed of God's provision in the wilderness is what it was about. And when we see that the old way, when we see our old traditions and old things didn't work, we'll have to see the new way. The new and the living way is called. And the old way was a schoolmaster to bring us to the truth, and I'm glad I seen that one day. I'm glad I'm part of it, and I'm glad that the Lord's led me right here to be a part of this little congregation. And boys, I see it, and I hope you do too. Anything before we dismiss? Amen. Praise the Lord, Lou. That's when we got to singing that song this morning, Patsy. Love lifted me. You don't have to say it. We'll see it. When you see the concern and the love and the yearning of the growth of the church, you don't have to tell it. You'll do it. You'll see it. That song, I don't know, as I get a little older and that's the weakest I ever was that I can remember. And hadn't been for my wife helping me, I don't know what I'd have done. And I think some of you will get that, but the other ones, I hope you can see it. You know who the wife is, don't you? She's mine. We're Christ. Hope you see it. Where's Rex at, Sammy? Hello, Rex. Hello, Kathy. Praise the Lord. Hello, everybody, Ashley. Anybody else? Let me tell you this before I dismiss. This is amazing.